everyone. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast. Keep that same energy podcast with your host, Justin P. And my MVP co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Marvy Savage Jr. For the YouTube channel, this is episode 219. The audio version is right there in the description. And for the audio version in season 5, episode 45, you know, check that out. 5 more episodes will be on season 6 for the audio version. And also at the bottom of the description is man forums. You can follow us at, you know, Instagram, Twitter for me, Facebook. Also Twitch. We live stream right now from Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. So for those, you know, who don't got YouTube, you can watch the show on those other two platforms as well. All right, so without further ado, here's the man, the myth, the legend, my co-host, your co-host, Mr. Marvy Savage Jr. Yay!
What's good, people? What's good, family? It feels good to be back, as always, doing this shit with Big Bro, man. As always, man, we got some banging topics and some things I can't wait to jump into. Without further ado, you already know. Of course, we're going to hit you with some emotions, because when it comes to sports, it's coming from the heart. Coming from the heart. I apologize for that. And of course, we're going to come with you with some strong opinions, because our thoughts and our feelings matter. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter unless we're hitting you with the facts.
That's a fact, Jack. So I'll be narrating the show tonight. Got some pretty good topics. I'm going to start off with this first one. We're going to recap a couple college football games that we stood out to us. And we're going to give our personal top 10 teams right now, regardless of what the rankings say right now. So go ahead, co-host. The floor is yours, my brother.
Okay. The first thing I'm going to do is get my ranking out the way. I believe the top 10 teams to me, not in order, but I got to say this one. Number one is Georgia by far. I mean, they on the roll. They on the money. Undefeated for a reason. Number two, I don't see how Michigan ain't number one. They got the best record. They 8-0. So I don't know how they not number one. But I got to throw them in there. Ohio State, I'm glad they turning around doing their thing. Shout out to my homeboy, Jay Cruz. His favorite team is Florida State Gate. I mean, excuse me, his favorite team is Florida State. And they definitely doing that dang thing right now. Dion probably second guessing it now. But anyway, I got Oklahoma. That's who I got at number five. Number six, I'll put Texas over us right now. Number seven, I'm going with Alabama. Number eight, I'm gonna go with Washington. Number nine, I'm gonna go with Oklahoma, and then 10, I'm starting to get very fond of. This is just my opinion. But I'm gonna just put Penn State. I was about to be a bias and say Kentucky, but I'm gonna go with Penn State by far. That's what my top ten is. And games that stuck out for me. I mean, this easy. Of course, what my boys did to Tennessee. I mean, definitely an amazing output. I'm not gonna lie. I thought Tennessee probably was gonna beat us just because we have we don't have all the offensive weapons that we usually have. Everybody that knows about Alabama, we're a beast quarterback and quarterback, wide receivers, and running backs, and right now we just got a running back and a quarterback. I'm not gonna lie. If my man McElroy, if he just slow it down on the interceptions, I mean, this guy could probably damn near win the Heisman. He probably could. I mean, but the reason why it's not looking like that, because Alabama just looked shitty almost. We look like, I'm gonna say like this. We look, don't you know how we never supposed to be talking about people taking a shit, taking a number two, but there's a conversation where you need to have healthy poop, and if you blocked up, that's what we is. We are healthy shit right now. You feel me? We not good, we not bad, but we healthy. You feel me? So of course that stuck out to me without a shadow of a doubt. Next week we're going to get another tough game. We're going to be going against LSU. Then Let me go back. Of course, my number's messing up. Hold on. Shit. Give me one second, family. Here we go. Hit this. Okay. Last week, I'm not going to lie, man. I was talking to my grandfather a lot. Lately, I've been talking to my grandfather a lot about these college football teams. Their basketball teams are nice, and now the college football teams are starting to follow up. And I ain't going to lie, man. Last week, I was definitely hoping Duke was going to do an upset against Florida State. I really was thinking. As I was proven wrong, but it was a good enough game. 38-20. Of course, people like, well, it looked like they got fucked up, but I mean, for them to be a college basketball team and they're ranked and they're number 20, I gotta give credit where it's due. But that was a game that stuck out to me because I'm definitely watching all the college basketball teams. Who football teams are starting to be nice. I'm gonna name two more teams that really stuck out to me, and then I'm gonna hand it over to you. Ohio State and Penn State. I mean, wow, that was a good game in itself. It came down basically to a touchdown because the score was 12-20. Those are two teams that are dogs. You feel me? You gotta watch. And let me see. Last game that I really want to call out. Give it fair, because I mean a lot of people playing good for real. I want matter of fact, I'll go to one of these basketball teams. I was about to say the North Carolina game, but it was a good game. North Carolina versus Virginia last week, it was a good game. Came down to the wire, 4-point loss, and you know me, I love bringing up games where a ranked team loses to a unranked team, and that's lo and behold, that's what happened. North Carolina was undefeated, 6-0, ranked number 17. They lost 27-31 to Virginia. So, I mean, overall, those are the games that stuck out to me, and those are my top 10 teams as far as college football right now.
Oh man, well said, well put together as usual, Cole. So, real quickly, so we'll get some scores. Not really getting into the stats and stuff. Florida State, the ops, you know, to me, they're the ops because I'm a Miami guy. They dominated Michigan 41-3, man. You know, they did their thing, man. Jordan Travis played well. So did K.R. Coleman and Johnny Wilson. They did their thing, man. Another one, your guys, Alabama, they beat Arkansas 24-21. It was a tight game, but, you know, a win is a win. Jalen Milroe, he's starting to do his thing. Nick Saban realized he should have started him from the jump. You know, maybe you guys would be undefeated if he would have started, played him from the jump. But, you know, good win by Alabama. Georgia dominated Purdue at the trailing 20-7. They scored 30 straight points in the second half, and the kid back did his thing. We hope Brock Bowers, the tight end, is okay. He got hurt, you know, in the ending round, but, you know, looked like nothing serious. He might miss a week or two, but that kid definitely a top 10 draft pick. Mm-hmm. And then Ohio State and Purdue, you know, they just beat that flat out. Marvin Harrison Jr., man, just, you know, he's a monster, man, you know, so he can't be stopped. Then my Canes beat Clemson in a tight one, you know, 28-20. Trevor Lawrence, you know, that was a pretty good game. We were back and forth. Penn State, man. I'm sorry, Ohio State and Penn State. That was the week prior to that game. I'm sorry, but Ohio State beat Penn State 20-12. That was a good game. You know, Marvin Harrison, man. I knew he was going to be the difference maker in this sport, and he was, man. 11 catches, 155 yards, I think one or two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Duke and North Carolina, I mean, Florida State and Duke, that was a good game. All the way to the third quarter, Florida State pulled it out 38-20. LSU stomped Navy to the ground 62-0. Like, damn. Mm. They ain't even on the same field. And USC lost a heartbreaker to Utah 34-32.
Oh, yes.
Right now, my top 10 teams are. Yeah, that was a heartbreaker. That was a heartbreaker. Right now, my top 10 teams are. I'm going to go Ohio State, Georgia, Florida State, Michigan. So that's four right there. Five, I'm going to go with Texas. Six, I'm going to go to Oregon. They got one loss. Seven, Washington. I believe they're still undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Eight, let's see who I'm going to go with. Eight. Oklahoma still undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Nine, I'm going to go Penn State. And for number 10, I'm going to go with, number 10. I'm going to go with Utah number 10. So that's my top 10 teams right now. All right. Let's get on to the next topic. Don't you try me down in a mean good time. All right, the NBA season, it is starting now. It started last night. NBA season slowly approaching. It is already here now. What teams are you looking forward to seeing the season? It could be East, West, don't matter.
Oh, well, I'm going to just jump into a little bit of the games, too, a little bit real quick. Well, first thing I'm going to say is, man, Warriors, you definitely need Draymond Green back. I don't think you're going to win with Chris Paul, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson in the lineup. I mean, we saw last night how Devin Booker was destroying Steph Curry. He was unstoppable. It was nothing they could do. That's not going to be able to work. The Lakers played last night against the defending champions, the Nuggets. The Nuggets look like they probably could repeat. I know it's the first game of the season, but the first game of the season, you play against still the best player in the league. So, and you do it in a dominant fashion. You handle your business. You don't lose any sleep. You feel me? And everybody's seen that viral moment of what's the Bowen making LeBron James fall. So that's right there. All right. Now, basically back to the topic when you said what I'm looking for. To be honest, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking forward to see how what this OKC team really can do. I believe everybody's healthy right now. And all the reports that I heard about this dude, Chet, because not only are you an OKC fan, my cousin is an OKC fan. And it make me so mad because you already know I'm Kentucky everything. It make me mad how he be busting ass with Shea Gilly and I can't get a chance to play with him. But that's neither here nor there. But my cousin bragged so much about Chet Holmgren, he had me go looking him up. And every time I look at all the trainers and all the guys who've been in the league and all that, they say this guy is Kevin Durant ready. They saying this guy is on Kevin Durant type level. He just playing power forward and center. So I want to see what OKC going to do, because this whole segment that I'm going to have is all going to be about the young teams. It's not about my Celtics, who I think is going to win the NBA Finals. I'm done with all that hippie jibby bullshit. But that's one young team. The other young team, I cannot wait to see what the Orlando Magics really do. They have length, size, and good talent. I mean, literally, you got Campanaro. If I'm saying his name right. I'm saying his name right.
I think so, but it don't matter.
They got him. They got Wagner. They had size and length. I want to see what these young teams could go ahead and do like that. I definitely want to see this. Everybody saw the quote about Paul George saying, he said it on his podcast, when the NBA season starts, I am bullying shit this season. So I definitely want to see what the Clippers is going to do. The Clippers should out of all the teams, even though the Denver Nuggets won it last year, the Clippers should have the biggest target on their back, because what did Stephen A. Smith say? He said Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are in the top 30 richest people in the world, and they can't even get a playoff victory. So I'm definitely watching the Clippers. It's about shut up or put up. If they don't get it done this year right here, I don't want to hear no more talk about Kawhi Leonard or no more talk about Paul George. Enough is enough. You feel me? I don't even hear one of Western Conference Finals, NBA Finals. And if you do go to the Western Conference Finals, you better lose in 7 games. That's another young team that I want to see. I actually want to see if the Cavs are really going to turn it around. Donovan Mitchell, they've been all on your ass for how you keep having these good teams and you're not delivering Curry. Now, I ain't going to lie. This team that you got right here with the Cavs is way better than what you had in Utah. So I'm not going to give you too many excuses. These three teams right here, I want to see what the Jazz is going to do. The Jazz has always had a committed defensive team and always grab new stars, new guys coming up. I definitely want to see them. The Kings, I want to make sure and see that's not a fluke. Last year, you get guys made the playoffs, being the high scoring team in the league. I want to see and want to make sure that you do make the playoffs. And then last but not least, this is my West team that I'm going to have my eye on. I'm going to be talking about the entire season on this show. The Minnesota Timberwolves. I actually want to see y'all niggas get it done. No bullshit. You probably got the second or third best shooting guard in the league right now within Anthony Edwards. And then you got two big guys. And so it shouldn't be. I don't want to hit no more excuses. I, like I said, I could talk about my Celtics, but this for me was all about the young guys. I'm going to hand it over to you.
All I'm gonna be short and brief, and not really get into that stuff. Good stuff, Maurice, is always you breaking down players and stuff. Me, I'm gonna go with my Thunder, of course. Like I said, Chet's fully healthy. You know, we got my man Kayson Wallace to the mix. You actually predicted that in our mock draft. I was like, damn, we don't need another point guard. But, you know, he can play the one and the two, another Kentucky guy, your guy. So I got to give credit for that. You called that one. I thought we was going to go. We did draft Derek Lively, but we traded him to the Mavs to get him. So we both was right in a sense. But, yeah, we got a lot of young talent. You know, we're going to be back in the fold. We was in the play-in. Now I see us actually going to the playoffs. The Milwaukee Bucks adding Damian Lillard. That was big. They needed, you know, Drew Holiday was good, but he can't do the things offensively that Dame can do. Dame was a walking bucket. And he will give the ball up. It's just Portland. He had limited help on CJ McCullough and all them got shipped out, and Nurkic was hurt. He's also gone too. He's in Phoenix. So it was time for Chauncey to rebuild. You know, he got some young pieces down there he can build around. Another 10, of course, the Lakers. They made some good additions offseason. Gabe Vincent, Cam Reddish. You know, they picked up some guys, so a lot of wing defenders and guys that can shoot the ball, 3-and-D guys, so definitely the Lakers. Another one, the Hornets with Brandon Miller and Lorenzo Ball. We'll see how that connection roll. They got some good pieces, Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward. And my last one, I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns, you know, with KD, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker all on one team. I want to see how that mesh. You know, you got three guys that can get you 25-30 a night. So I want to see who's going to concede and defer when it's time to win the game. Or is this going to be whoever night it is? So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. All right, back to football. Eagles trade for Titan safety Kevin Byard. Give me your thoughts on that.
This one is super short for me. First of all, it's going to be a great move, a great addition. That's one thing I can say about the Eagles ever since I've seen them growing up. They know how to grab guys on defense, and they definitely know how to grab secondary. So I got to give love and respect what it do. The only thing I would say is I sometimes think the Eagles have too much money and play they have all-star teams and all-star names. Because to me, what was the purpose of getting rid of Chauncey Gardner? What was the point of getting rid of him? That's the same. Yeah, you all you did was just swap safeties. That's all you really did. And technically, you about to give away something to get this guy when you could have just kept Chauncey. And he was definitely good for y'all. I mean, you see what he's doing up there in Detroit, except for what he did Sunday. So, I mean, it's a good move overall, a good way to bring another name brand. But, I mean, let's see if it turns into a Super Bowl, because I've seen the Eagles my whole entire life basically have all-star squads. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Good move, man. Because like I said, their safety was one of their biggest weaknesses since Charlie Garner's. CJ Garner Johnson went to the Lions, who's playing well over there. The kid Marcus Epps is in Raider. Ed Rolland, Sidney Brown with Terrell Edmonds, who they actually traded to get Kevin Byard with a 4th and 5th round pick. Like I said, Howie Roseman does it again. He's not afraid to make the big splashes to get his team where he needs to be. They have been in 2 Super Bowls in the last 5 to 6 years and 1-1. So, yeah, I'll take that over anything. So, yeah, he's doing something right. So, yeah, he's definitely going to instantly make the defense better. You know, and I can see the Eagles definitely probably getting back to the Super Bowl. It's going between them and San Francisco. Sorry, Cowboys fans. I just can't trust Dak in the playoffs. All right. Our 2 main topics. These are ones we kind of got through the other ones. So times with this. I'm actually tallying up our games right now. We're both 1-3 right now as I'm doing it. While I'm doing that, I'm going to go ahead and let you give your recap of the games. The first Thursday night, first game was Jaguars versus Saints. We both got that wrong. We both picked the Saints.
Oh, I'm mad that I followed you on that, because I clearly said this would be the game that the Jaguars would win. I said that too. I clearly said that shit. But it was pretty much simple. Jaguars came in there, did what they had to do. On both sides of the ball, you can't trust David Carr at all. He just a nicer version of his brother. You can't trust it at all. Before I hand it over to you, did you see what James Winston said on interception? Said on the sideline when Derek Carr threw them picks. His exact words is, "If that was me, they would have took me out the game." I'm gonna hand it over to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Derek Carr. You know, he numbers wise, he has been playing good. 300 yards just about damn day week. It's just those mistakes you just said, those interceptions. And Jameis probably right, but Jameis was super careless with the football. But I get what he's saying, but you know, that's why he threw 30 interceptions and had 5,000 yards with 32 touchdowns. So yeah, that was a problem. Maybe because his eyes wasn't right. Yeah, he did have to get LASIK surgery, but it's the Saints just keep falling apart, man. They were winning at halftime, I believe. They have the talent. They just have to finish games. And like I said, Derek Hall's doing everything. Guys like Michael Thomas, he's been a witness protection for the last 3 years. Can't go Mike Slant, man. He got to come out and make plays. Kamara got to make plays instead of being in the liquor store beating up on old men. You know, they need a little bit more of Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed doing his part. And the defense just got to make more plays because Cam Jordan's a Yeah, they got Marshawn Lattimore. They got Pro Bowlers all over the defense, so they got to step up a little bit more. And Dennis Allen got a coach better. He got out coached by Doug Peterson last Thursday night. So, yeah, we both took a dive on that one. The next one is Raiders and Bears. We lost this one, too.
Hold on. I picked the Raiders? I thought I picked the Bears. I probably did pick the Raiders because last week I said Jimmy Garoppolo was like a shiny toy that you play with that always break. All I'm gonna say is this. Yeah. First off, I like what the Raiders try to do. Try to give something to Davante Adams after losing Derek Carr. So I like it. But I mean, it's time to go. It's time to part ways. I seen somebody make a report about how Randy Moss was a beast. Went to the Raiders, career went down the hole. When he left, he got back the 23 touchdowns. So I think the same thing that happened to Davante Adams. You need to request a trade and get up out of this. Enough of that professionalism. You basically were set up by your best friend because he left you. He left your ass. So all I can say is, hey, man, it's time for you to do the same thing. It was terrible. There's no way that a veteran team, the Raiders are more of a veteran team than the Bears. So that should have been a win by the Raiders by far. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, to come out and lose to a backup quarterback, man. His name something Bargent. He did pretty well, but you can't lose to the Bears team with Justin Fields. Yeah, so yeah, I mean the Raiders is just a mess right now. Josh McDaniels, I've been said he's just an offensive coordinator. He don't need to be a head coach. This is a second attempt at a head coach, and it seems like as soon as he get away from Daddy Belichick, he can't hold his own. I mean, he's that kid that always got to come cry to mom and dad for help and just can't stand on his own 2 feet no matter what. So, yeah, man, Raiders are a mess. They just need to get a legit head coach over there because they do have a talented team. All right. The next game right here. Bills and Patriots. We both took a dive on this one.
All I can say is, man, Bills fan, I hope you guys are not declining because I'm not going to lie. It's starting to look like the Bills are starting to decline. I mean, even though they're showing Josh Allen with these good stats, he's still not playing good and still not getting the job done overall because the Bills should definitely be a team that we should be talking about going to the Super Bowl. We're not even talking about them anymore as far as being that Super Bowl contender. I mean, it could happen because their name is in the conversation, but, I mean, it was sad. I mean, literally. Sad, bro. I mean, you got outplayed by my man Matt Jones. I mean, Matt Jones played good. He didn't turn the ball over at all. We seen some shots. Ezekiel Elliott, he scored a touchdown. Shout out to Kevin Bourne. But I mean, and then I mean, yo, this guy passed the hold on. He passed the ball to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He passed the ball to 10 different receivers. And so I guess Matt Jones was like, y'all not going to just have the quarterbacks. Conversation of Alabama just be about Tua and Hurts. I'm a champion too. So that's basically what I gotta say about that. I'm gonna hand it over to you.
Yeah, man. Mac Jones played well. Like I said, he played a solid game. Josh Allen did okay, but the turnovers. And then you gotta find Stephon Diggs earlier in the red zone. I'll wait till the last minute to get it to him. But they got to run the ball better. That's been their Achilles heel for the last 2-3 years. Run the football. Give James James Cook more carries. I think he can bust it. Then Latavius Murray can run the ball. I know he's been a little banged up. You know, so definitely run the football more. Take a little pressure off Josh Allen. Because right now, Josh Allen feel like he got to do everything. You know, you don't need him throwing the ball 75 times a game. All they're going to do is get him hurt, and then it's going to hurt the Bills team. So, yeah, definitely find Diggs early and get the run game established earlier. You know, I definitely didn't think the Patriots were going to beat them at all. And Bill Belichick, you know, he always does this. Like, he always pulls wins out of his back pocket and nobody feel like he should win. So, yeah. All right, Washington and the Giants. We both picked the Giants for this one.
First off, I'm gonna say this: shout out to Tyrod Taylor being the first Black quarterback in Giants history to win a title. To win a game. So I gotta give shout out where it's due. And it's as simple as this: let's stop with we want to be traditional here and there when it comes to sports. And what I mean is, when I say traditional, is a traditional thing is you paid Daniel Jones all that money, and Daniel Jones is a starting quarterback. But even when your backup is playing good, because that's what a backup's supposed to do, when your healthy quarterback is back, you go back to your healthy quarterback and put that guy back on the bench. That's traditional. Y'all must be out your goddamn mind. Seriously, y'all must be out your goddamn mind. Yo, it's as simple as this. Don't you bring his ass back. I hope Daniel Jones' injury lasts until February 2024. You feel me? I mean, there are some teams out there right now who need a quarterback. I'm telling you. There are some teams out there. And right now, while Daniel Jones is young and still can give you some of that somewhat athletic ability when he can run and make certain throws, trade his ass to a team that has an okay or a great wide receiver. Do something. I'm trying to tell you. It's some wide receiver out there that you can trade for him. Go ahead and get it done. And that's a damn shame. And even though I was excited and happy that I was one, and I want to give Tyrod Taylor his credit, you feel me? Because for some reason, he's finding the guys that Daniel Jones can't find. It's the same offense. It's the same team. I don't get it, and I understand this. But I'm not going – I'm going to keep it real, bro, before I head over. I'm not too happy about that win. We scored 14 in the first half and won 14-7. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. I get it. It wasn't pretty, but y'all won the game. That's Murray's second team, for anybody who don't know. The Commanders have been – they really should be like a one-win team, bro. I'm not going to hold you. The Cardinals game, they should have lost. They should have lost to the Broncos. You know what I'm saying? Like, only team they flat-out beat was the Falcons. Everybody else, they should have probably lost to. So, what are they, 3-4? They should be 1-5, 1-6, something along those lines. Like, they're not a real good football team. Eric Bieniemy's doing the best he can. But they just, you know, they just can't put it all together. Even in their wins, they looked as sloppy and looked like they should have lost. Hey, why you got to come back from two scores both weeks to win the game? So I knew right then and there that weren't going to be. I knew the Bears was going to beat them, and I knew the Giants was going to beat them. So, you know, that's how they do. They like the Commanders to beat a team like the Eagles and then lose to the Giants and stuff like that, or the Bears. That's just how they are. They just up and down. That's why I knew. And then plus how the Giants played the Bills when they knew they should have won that game. They made a couple mistakes. Mm-hmm. So I knew they were going to come out a little hungry. So, yeah. The next one is Bucks at Falcons. We both took the Falcons. We took a dive on that as well.
We both took the Bucks, yeah. All I'm gonna say is, man, Baker Mayfield ain't do what he's supposed to, man. And it's just like this, yo. This is a game you're supposed to win, man. This division is up for grabs, and you really have a chance to be real, Baker Mayfield, and then I'm gonna hand it over to you. This, I'm not even trying to make this about the Tampa Bay when I should be talking about it. Baker Mayfield, you blowing your chance of comeback player of the year. Do you know you can take this division over? You're playing good. You can take this division over and make the playoffs. Whether you win that playoff game or lose that playoff game, as long as you make the playoffs, you're gonna get comeback player of the year. People are going to be looking at you different. The team is going to play different because of you. So, Baker Mayfield, don't squander this. Don't squander this. That division is good trash. It's good trash. You feel me? You got the Panthers who haven't won any games, but when they lose, it looks good when they lose. You feel me? They're fighting for their lives. They're not just giving up looking like a 0-16. And then the Saints, you can't rely on them. You can't trust them. So, And then with the Falcons, I mean, come on, man. You're supposed to beat them, man. I mean, come on. Desmond Ridder. But I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, man. The Falcons, they so up and down. They got the win. I picked the Bucks for sure. I thought they would probably low-key stomp them out. But they got the dub. They, you know, Ridder, Ridder's starting to play a little bit better. Bijan Robinson getting involved. You know, Drake London doing his thing. Kyle Pitts, they got to get him more involved because he's a mismatch waiting to happen. And the Falcons defense been playing great. They held the Bucks to like 10 points or something like that. So, yeah.
13.
Down right on that, man. The Falcons came up ready to play that. Something 16, 20, something like that. Yeah, it was a low scoring game, but their defense was the one to see today. The next game, man, we went apart on this one. Ravens, Lions. You took the Lions. I get it. You wasn't trying to be biased, and I respect that because the Lions were 5-1 hit into this game, but we put a smackdown on 38-6. I took the Ravens. So what?
This one just gonna be short and sweet. It's not even the fact that y'all beat them; it's how they lost. I mean, everybody in the world had the Lions for the first time in a long time. Matter of fact, probably the first time ever in fucking history. The Detroit Lions on everybody's what's name was a top five team in the power rankings on everybody's list. It showed in games and on the paper. It showed you have a top five offense and you have a top 10 defense. You look better than when you guys had Barry Sanders and when you had Matt Stafford and Kevin Jones. You guys look better. And you go against the Ravens and lose. And the thing is that what I'm tripping off is, yo, that year when the Lions lost to the Ravens 19-16 at that long-ass field goal by Justin Tucker, the Lions were worse then. Their offense was worse then. Their defense was worse then. How right now you start looking like a Super Bowl contender and then you do what you just did? So I won't be too much cheering and promoting great things for the Lions. Now I'll just be watching. I'm going to hand it over to you.
You know, it's crazy. Every time we play the Lions at M&T Bank Stadium, we blow them out. So that's why I knew we were going to win. Like, we played, like, we just blew them out Sunday, 2000 and one last team here. 2017 when they were here, we had Flacco, and we beat them like 52-20 or something like that.
Derek Mason.
Then, what year was that? No, Derek Mason was long gone, bro. It was Joe Flacco.
No, I was talking about remember when Derek Mason scored that long touchdown when he got
Eric Weddle had the picks. Yep, 2009. Yeah. We beat the shit out of them then. Then we, so all the times we played them in the M&T Bank Stadium, we whooped that ass. But every time we get a good game from them, it's in Detroit. So I knew us playing at home with Suggs getting that ring on, we was going to come out guns. But I didn't expect 38-6. I'll be lying to you, but I did expect us to win. All right, the next game, Rams and Steelers. We took a dive on this as well.
I'm not gonna lie. The be real, yo, I think we kind of was cheated out of this one because yo, the be real. If you saw yo, the Rams, they played the half. Well, I'm gonna keep it real. The Rams had the game won the whole entire time. Let's just keep it real. The Rams had the game the entire time. It was the fourth quarter debacle. Let's call it what it is. It wasn't like we was like straight up wrong on this shit or nothing like that. The Rams out the blue became the old ass Rams. All the old vets couldn't play good anymore. It's like they ran out of energy in the fourth quarter. So that's all I can say about that. I'm not really giving the Steelers no credit. I mean, the highlight for the offense was. You feel me? The dude, Carl Pickens. George Pickens had 100 yards receiving. But I mean, Kenny Pickett didn't do anything special. He didn't throw a touchdown pass. He didn't wow you. He didn't do anything. Matt Stafford lost the game. You feel me? I mean, and then you lost by a touchdown. So I mean, I'm gonna hand it over to you. That's all I can say. Senior citizen football.
Senior citizen. That is some funny shit. Yeah, Stafford threw that pick to TJ Watt. That changed the whole complexity of the game. They were up. He almost ran it back. Like I said, that mistake cost him because, like I said, Steelers didn't really do too much. Only won the game 24-17. So you take away their 7 points, you know, who knows what happens. But yeah, Pittsburgh got a win. They just just not looking good this year. Even when they beat us, we gave the game away on a silver platter, clearly. Like, they haven't yet put together a complete game. But they're like, okay, all right, Pittsburgh's turning around. So, yeah, it's more so a Rams loss than a Steelers win. I'm sorry.
They're supposed to be 2-6 right now, the Steelers.
All right, next game, Broncos. Facts. Two and four because it's 6 games. 2-4.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
Packers, Broncos. Yeah. Packers, Broncos, we took a dive on that. We both took the
Packers. And can I say one more? I'm going to say it again. Yo, we got scammed out this game, too. Yo, if you watch that game, come on, Jordan Love. Yo, like, Jordan Love, first of all, I will say this before I get deep into the game. It definitely showed me that you watched the shit out Aaron Rodgers. Anybody that watches football, yo, Jordan Love throws the ball just like Aaron Rodgers. That quick zip, that quick little sidearm, especially that touchdown at the end when they took the lead and all that. So that's what I'm going to say on that. I'm really putting this shit on Jordan Love. First of all, your defense gave you hella opportunities. They gave you hella stops. They stopped Russell Wilson hella times. And you were supposed to score and you didn't do nothing with it. It was like you were just playing play around football like you got these. Like, it's like this. You acting like you fucking Patrick Mahomes. Like how Patrick Mahomes was doing all that crazy shit he do. He got the type of wide receivers. He had a Tyreek Hill. He had a Travis Kelce. You have nobody. You're making your receivers. Dobbs, you're making him. The other guys that you have, you're making these guys. These guys are growing with you. It's not like you got a Davante Adams out there or TJ, at least a T. Higgins. You don't have that. And so when you doing just throwing them throw-ups, what happened? Defense get the plays. I mean, they had one of the – they had some slick-ass interception. You feel me? So it was one of those situations where the Packers really lost the game. Because technically, right, the Packers could have won this game 17-19. They got the ball back with a chance to win it at the end. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, I ain't going to be too long. I don't mind getting these predictions. We got two more games. Packers shot themselves in the foot. Too many mistakes. They keep getting in their own way, lost their way. They really should only have like one loss or two losses. They should be like a 5-2, 6-1 team, but they keep getting in their own way. Jordan Love definitely got a lot of growing pains to go through. And I think he'll be okay. Like I said, he said, I think this is his first 4 years starting. He's been sitting by Aaron Rodgers learning a lot. And remember, Aaron Rodgers, look how I helped him, not saying Love is going to be what Aaron Rodgers is, but sitting back learning from somebody is definitely going to help him in the long run. But so, the Packers, they just got to stop shooting themselves in the foot. And the Broncos, it was a good win. Your season been up and down. You had high expectations, but you're still, still trying to make something out of it. All right. It's the next game.
Hold on. Give me one second. 1 second, brother.
Yeah, Chiefs and Chargers. Yes, sir. Sorry, but interruptions happen. It's a part of life. So bear with us. Things gonna happen. Yeah, well, like I was saying back here, Packers.
Okay. Have a lot of good now for the for me, for what I was about to say for the Chiefs and Chargers, this is gonna be crazy. I think what they said about Justin Herbert, he's the most losing quarterback since being drafted out of all the guys that came in with him. You talking about shiny toy. All I'm gonna say is, man, you gotta do better. I mean, me and you talked about this, especially when he was young, especially when he first came in the league. Yo, it was supposed to be out of him and Patrick Mahomes going for Super Bowls and to win that division. Them two should have been going head-to-head. I mean, he was supposed to be the second coming of Phillip Rivers, better than Phillip Rivers. But we already see what's going on. I don't know why they can't get over the hump. I don't know what to say they need. They could easily be 4-2, but instead they're 2-4. I really can't say what they need. The defense is not all the way put together. They got their pass rushes, but they be giving up shit in the secondary. And they're not consistent on offense. So that's basically all I got to say.
The Chargers find a way to beat themselves every week. Like I said, they should be like a 4-2 team. I mean, 5-2, something like that. But they keep shooting themselves in the foot, man. Over and over. They can't keep doing that. They expect to build a better end of something. The head coach definitely probably has to go. Too many dumb decisions. Brandon Staley, It's just too many dumb decisions by him. Keenan Allen is fed up. He won out. He went out. He definitely went out. Don't be surprised if he low key behind the doors request a trade because he just went out. He's just tired of losing. He won't be able to win in the organization. But yeah, Patrick Mahomes did his thing, man. Him and Patrick. I mean, Travis Taylor Swift Kelce been getting it done, man. Like as usual.
Damn.
They showed a stat. That's just having fun. But every time Taylor Swift has been in attendance. Travis Kelce numbers have been superb. So yeah, I bet you all the Chiefs fans hope she come to all the games because they want to win another Super Bowl. But yeah, you know, we both picked the Chiefs. So yeah, and we both picked the Eagles for this next game, Eagles Dolphins.
The Eagles Dolphins. Only thing I'm gonna say is, man, this probably gonna be the preview of the Super Bowl. This probably is gonna be the preview of the Super Bowl. Both of them to me played good enough. They both threw around the same time. Both completed 23 passes. Both threw the ball over 30 times. They got help from the running game. I'm just shocked that Tyreek Hill had 11 catches but didn't have 100 yards. That's the only thing I'm shocked out the whole game. He only had 88 yards. But, I mean, I think that was a game of what everybody wanted. The two Alabama quarterbacks going at it, and then they had two star wide receivers running games and certain players on defense stepping up. So, all I'm going to say about this was a good game. This could be the preview of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I picked the Eagles because they were home. The Dolphins don't really play. They don't play bad on the road, but they're not the same team when they are in South Florida. Because, you know, you got to throw the ball deep and all that. Now throwing it gets the win in the cold. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. And then, like you said, it very well possibly could be a Super Bowl matchup, you know, from record-wise. But we'll see. Time will tell. So, yeah, the Eagles won that game. I mean, you got that last two right. Well, got the next – this one and, you know, this one and this one right. The next game, the Minnesota Vikings and 49ers, we dropped the ball on this. This would end up hurting us. Go ahead, give me your thoughts on that before we go to our prediction.
Well, I can tell you why we dropped the ball on this. It's because, as I joke and say, man, Kirk Cousins is your favorite quarterback. Because he do shit like this. He go wet the bed if they playing against Cleveland Browns. He will lose the game against the Carolina Panthers who haven't won a game. But when it comes played against the Cowboys, when it comes to playing against the Ravens or playing against a good team like the 49ers, a Super Bowl contender, of course he going to play his ass off and play great and do what he got to do. He going to find Justin Jefferson every time. He going to make all the right plays every single time. I can see this shit happening. It's just frustrating if I was a Minnesota Vikings fan. You feel me? But at the same time, as a Minnesota Vikings fan, I'll be thinking, is he going to play shitty, but then when we get to the playoffs and play against nothing but great teams, he going to get us to a Super Bowl? But we have yet to see that shit happen. He's going to probably play good in that first playoff game and give you some lights out numbers, and then he'll be like, well, I got you to the second round. You should be happy with that. My best bet, I would say, is Minnesota Vikings, you guys need to have the best record in the NFC. That way you can have home field advantage, and you only play two games before you go to the Super Bowl. But other than that, man, I'm shocked at the 49ers for having this loss. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Definitely shocked. This would end up hurting us. Just put us at 6-7, both of us. But we tied this week. We finished 6-7. Hopefully next week is a little better. Yes. The teams were on a bye. So, the Vikings, you know, they always scrappy hanging around. You know, Kirk Cousins always going to ball out for the most part, besides when he had his uh-oh moments. No Justin Jefferson, that was impressive. You don't have the best receiver in the league. Not just your team, the best receiver in the league, in my opinion. Not available. And Jordan Addison, KJ Osborne, and Hockenson, those guys stepped up in the defense, played well. The 49ers, they're okay. It's okay to lose a couple games in the season because they're going to be in the thick of things. We all know this. So it's I'd rather you get me now while it's still early than later on. They're going to be a well-oiled machine. But, yeah, man, definitely shout out to the Vikings for that. All right, this is going to be a little rapid fire. We're just going to give out a winner and score. That's it. All the other stuff we're going to do this time. So we got Thursday night, Bucks at Bills.
Bucks and Bills? Easy. I'm going with the Bills to regroup. So I'm going to go with a game of 24-27. I'm going with the Bills, 24-27.
I'm going with the Bills as well. I think they both offense are going to put a little bit of points. So I'm going to go 24-21 Bills. All right, second one, Rams at Cowboys.
Oh, easily. Where the game at, though?
Hey, Dallas.
Oh, by far, I'm going with Dallas. And I think this might be a game that Dallas get a blowout. I'm going with Dallas winning 31-17. But a blowout, not a two touchdown, how it's going to look like, but 31-17.
Well, I would love to pick them for a blowout, but yeah, they already blew out the Patriots. Plus, McVay going to have a game plan to keep it pretty cool. So I'm going to go Cowboys 31, Rams 17, two touchdowns.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. We got the Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going with Kirk Cousins. I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins this week. And no. I take that back. This game going to be in what's his name? I'm going to give Jordan Love one more shot. I think Jordan Love lost last week because he was a road game. So I'm going to go with Jordan Love getting the job done in a close one. I'm going to go 31-27.
I'm going to be a little different, so we don't have all the same picks. I'm going to go Vikings here. I think that win might give them a little momentum to carry over, especially if they beat. They won two straight. They beat the 49ers. They beat somebody else, the Panthers. So the Vikings have won two straight, so they're slowly creeping back up into a playoff position. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what the next game is. We're going to go Falcons at Titans.
I'm going to go with the Falcons. I'm gonna go with the Falcons, even though something telling me to go with the Titans. But I'm going to go with the Falcons, and it's going to be a nasty game. I'm going to go with the Falcons winning 17-10.
I'm going Titans because I think they're going to rebound from their loss. I'm going Titans 27-24, three-point game. Now we got Saints at Colts.
I like what Gardner Minshew is doing. And you said at Colts. I'm going to go with the Colts getting the job done. Another nasty victory. Let me give you 17-22.
I got the Colts on here as well. I'm going to go 20-17. Got the Patriots versus Dolphins, which could very well could be a trap game for the Dolphins. Give me your thoughts.
The Dolphins have been beating their ass a lot lately. I'm gonna go with a 34-20, and I'm going with Miami.
All right, I'm going Dolphins. The score, I'm going to go 31-24, one touchdown game. They Bill Belichick find a way to get some points on the board. You know, and Mac Jones have been playing pretty solid. So, you know, Mac I Jones, think he'll yeah. up a little fight but lose. New York Jets at the New York Giants. This is basically a home team for both teams. They both play in the same.
Why you do this to me?
The Giants are the home team in this one. So.
Well, Aaron Rodgers ain't playing, so I'm gonna go with Giants. I think the Giants is going to do enough, but Tyrod Taylor could very well lose this game by throwing the picks to one of them good corners, Sauce Gardner or Reed. But I think my Giants is gonna play because they know they're not going against Aaron Rodgers, and this could be two wins in a row. So I'm gonna go with my Giants winning. I'm gonna go 21-17. I'm going with the Giants.
I think the Jets are going to be rolling because of that big win over Philly. They gave him a little confidence and gave that what the most confidence. So I'm going to go with the Jets and a tight one. I'm going to go to 23-20. All right, let me get the next game. Jaguars at Steelers.
Oh, I'm going with the Jaguars. This is easy. I don't think the Jaguars ain't gonna blow it. They know overall as a team that they're better than the Steelers. I'm gonna go with the Jaguars winning this game. I'm gonna go 34-13. Going with the Jaguars.
I'm gonna go with the Jags as well. I think it's gonna be a 10-point game. I'm gonna go 27-17 Jaguars. All right. Eagles at Commanders.
Oh, I'm going with the Eagles. Jonathan's going to be mad another week in a row, but he's going to be even more mad because I think they're going to put up a fight, but not good enough. I'm going with the Eagles to win this game 20-20 because this is a rival game, so I'm going to go 21-10.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jacksonville as well because, you know.
You meant the Eagles?
You know, I did take Jacksonville. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm still on track. I'm taking Philly, of course. A pass rush won't be too much. Sam Howell going to do what he can, but you know, then Devontae Smith, Quiz Watkins, AJ Brown, God, they got too many weapons, and Hurts always playing like an MVP. So I'm going Eagles here. I'm going to go something strange. I got a lot of field goals when we kick this game. I'm going to go 26-23 Eagles. We got the Houston Texans at the Carolina Panthers.
CJ Stroud not hurt, right? Stroud not hurt. What this game, man?
It's in Carolina.
Oh, I'm going with Carolina. Nah, man. He ain't throwing. He only got one interception. I'm going with the Texans to go ahead and get this win, in a close one. Carolina could very well win this game, but I'm going to go 20-22. I'm going with Carolina. I'm going with the Texans 20-22.
That's a little. I'm going to Houston Texans. I'm going to go low scoring 16-13. All right. We got our next two opponents at the Sunday's game will be the Seahawks and the Browns. And now they play each other this week. Browns at Seahawks.
Oh, I'm going with the Seahawks. And I believe the score is probably going to be about 35-13. 35-13, I'm going with Seahawks.
Going with the Seahawks as well because the Browns, like P.J. Walker and all that, they won by the grace of God the last 2 weeks. That's not going to keep flying. I think Geno going to go to D.K. early and often. And Jackson Smith and Jibba's getting involved. Like I said, no Kareem Hunt for it. No Chubb.
No Chubb. Yeah,
strong. And Jerome Ford. But no Kareem Hunt. And No Nick Chubb might hurt them. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks here at a tight one. I'm going to go 27-24. All right, got Chiefs at Broncos.
You ready? I think the Broncos are going to beat them, yo. I think the Broncos are going to beat them, yo. This game in Denver or on Kansas City?
Let me check. It's in Denver.
All right. I'm going with Denver. They get two wins in a row, and I think they're going to win 23-13. I think they're going to do enough 23-13.
Yeah, they played them tough, but still Patrick Mahomes. He had an off day, and it ain't going to happen twice. So I'm going Chiefs big here, 38-10. Ravens at Cardinals.
Oh yeah, the Cardinals don't even have their starting quarterback. I'm going with the Ravens, and hopefully, but those type of teams do play good against the Ravens. I'm still going with the Ravens winning by a big margin though, and this one be probably Hollywood get revenge game. I'm gonna go with the Ravens scoring 31, and I think the Cardinals gonna score 20. 31-20. I'm going with the Ravens.
Yeah, I think we're on a mission now. Like we won two in a row. I think we're going to go on like a little couple game win streak like we did in 2012. Not win out, but we're going to win a nice amount before we take it up a loss. Mm-hmm. So here, I'm going Ravens big as well. I'm going to go 38. Ravens 38, Cardinals 14.
Mm, 38 2 weeks in a row? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going Bengals at San Francisco, I believe it says. Yeah.
I'm expecting the 49ers to regroup. They know they wasn't supposed to lose last week. I'm expecting them to regroup, but it's not going to be the type of regroup where they're coming back with a vengeance, so it's a blowout. I think this is going to be a fight to the end, and this might cause the 49ers to lose the next game they play after this. I'm going to go with a high-scoring game. I'm going with the 49ers, 43-40.
Gotcha. I'm just reminding you, rapid fire, man. You got to be quick.
I got you.
Bengals. Coming up a bye, rested. I get it. I mean, I love the narration. I get it. But right now, rapid fire. I'm going Bengals. Coming off a bye week, they were rested. Let's go 27-20 Bengals. All right. We got Chargers. I'm sorry. Browns at Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers getting this victory.
I'm sorry. No, because the C threw me off. Chicago at the Chargers. Sorry, the Bears.
At the Chargers. Oh, I'm going with the Chargers. 31-10.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers too because they've been a little iffy. I'm gonna go 28-21, 7-point game. The Monday night game. Let's go. It's the Raiders versus the Lions at Detroit.
Oh, I'm going with the Lions, and it's going to be a nice scoring game. I'm going 42-28.
Yeah, I'm going Lions as well. I'm going to go 34-10. I think they're going to come out for blood after getting their ass whooped the way they did. Well, everyone, that's it for today's show. I appreciate y'all. Definitely tune in tomorrow. Maurice, the Way Love Goals with him and Gary. Every live every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live and streaming. Also, go check them guys out. Season 3, hitting up season 4. I've been on that once already, had a blast. I'm definitely going to be on that again in the near future. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff, man. Good stuff. Oh, man. I know what I'm about to say, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Great show as usual. Like I said, every Wednesday around 8:30. Me and Maurice going to do this. So go ahead, Cole, say a few words. We roll up out of here.
As always, man, if you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook, as it says right down the screen, Maurice Savage Jr. If you're looking for me right then, you can't find me. You can find me on Instagram, I_AM_TheFaro. DB life or no life, baby. Next week, we at it.
Yes, sir, and I know what I'm about to say. Be great on the way to the figure eight and always. And I mean always, remember, the hashtag, it says it right there. Keep that same energy from your host, Justin P, and my co-host, Mr. Mari Savage Jr. We love y'all. We're going to see y'all next Wednesday. Same bad time, bad channel. We are out.